91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Yep. Singing a song called Boys Swing Now!
I'd like to do a song now from the first film we made, and it was in black. It's the one that we made in black and white. We've only made two. One was black and white, and one was coloured. Well, this is the black and white one, and it's a title song from the film. La la la. Great. And it's called Hard Day's Night. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get on to you, I find the things that you do make me feel. Just to hear you say,
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you, John.
We'd like to do another film song now, but from a different film. Because we've made two of them.
Who's that man on the light?
Go away with that light, will you? Oh, thank you. It's also our latest record over here. That means it's a new single. And it's a nice little ditty called Help.
And that's the Beatles from Live at the Hollywood Bowl, which was released in 1977 by Capitol Records, along with, well, not along with, but several months after the Love Songs album was released same year. And we actually have a third release from the Beatles in that year, the 1962 performance at the Star Club. We'll play a little bit of that later as well. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, here at The Cavern. An hour of everything Beatles, and we're in 1977 playing things that were released by them as solo artists as well as the band, and so other things that you would have heard on the radio that year as well, not even the Beatles, things related to them, maybe not. So we're going to take you through 1977. So hey, you know, we have a trivia question for you tonight, and it has to do with Ringo, and let's see, how could I put this? I didn't really write it down. Ringo... Throughout his career at different times, got involved in certain children's projects, children's music, children's TV shows, movies, etc. Now, by the way, the Yellow Submarine is not going to be the answer to this question. I'll tell you why in a minute. So just, you know, if you call us at 908-852-4545 with the answer Yellow Submarine, it'll be, nope, that's not the answer. The question is, what was the first children's record that Ringo was a participant on? So children's record, not movie, not TV show. What was the first children's record? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got to rephrase this. I didn't want to ask the name of the record. I wanted the name of the character that Ringo played on that first record that he contributed to, that first children's record he contributed to. Okay, so I'll restate that one more time. What was the name of the character that Ringo played on the first children's record that he contributed to? Okay, so I probably said that enough. So 908-852-4545, if you're the first correct caller or the first caller with the correct answer, you get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So the number is 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And now we're going to carry on with something that Well, it's actually Paul McCartney, but we'll tell you what it is later.
Brief moments return the day we first met. Time we shared with that special care, free from all jealousy. There must be a distant place, far from every wrong face. Tears won't fall by chance on this sweet romance, where the light of the moon and the lay of the land brighten the way of so many nights, helping us understand the line that we crossed to climb those hills, gave us the strength to never fear the hurt and talk folks wanna hear. There must be a distant place, far from every wrong face. Tears won't fall by chance on this sweet romance. When they hear of our last goodbye, they'll have to seek another dream to surprise with whispered lies. As we parade far from these streets, we'll be side by side to live and laugh and cry with love's lullaby. There must be a distant place, far from every wrong face. Tears won't fall by chance on this sweet romance.
And that was Rick Danko with his debut album, debut solo album, of course, so side project from his work with the band, called Rick Danko, and that was Sweet Romance. And we started that set off with, this is what this is. It was an album called Thrillington, and the artist was named Percy Thrills Thrillington, which is really Paul McCartney, because what they did was he had it orchestrated, the entire Ram album, song for song, in the same order as the Ram album, was orchestrated and recorded and released in 1977. And we heard Too Many People, first song on the album. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're taking you through 1977, what it might have been like to listen to the radio in that year, to hear all the great Beatles solo as well as group efforts, and juxtaposed with whatever else was happening on the radio at that time. And hey, we still are looking for an answer to the trivia question. If you have an answer, it's 908-852-4545. And I'll just repeat it, and maybe hopefully it'll be more succinct and make sense this time. What was the name of the character that Ringo played and, you know, did the dialogue for on the first children's album? So vinyl record album that Ringo, that was a children's album that Ringo contributed to. Okay, so 908-852-4545. We're going to take a short break and then carry on with some more music.
Hi, this is Rob Reinhart, your host for Acoustic Cafe. On the next show, it's new music from Tom O'Dell and Over the Rhine, also John Legend, a classic from Van Morrison, and an oldie from Beth Orton, and our in-studio guest for the week from Government Mule, Warren Haynes. All of that and more next time on Acoustic Cafe. Sundays at 4 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Sweet.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey. Coming to the historic Blairstown Theater on November 9th, The Royal Scam. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
Here's what we're going to do. I was very delighted to hear Spider end his show today with a track from Frank Zappa, and it's one of my favorites from one of my favorite albums, and it's called Blessed Relief, and I just find that very relaxing as Zappa music goes. That's not typically how you would define it, but I find that very enjoyable. So I would think that that just sort of reminded me that certain people have had a very stressful day, including myself, but I'm thinking especially of one special person who had a very stressful day. And so I thought, what can I play that would kind of de-stress a little bit? And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to play a song from the Beatles' Love Songs album, which was released in 1977 by Capitol here and in the UK by Parlophone. So here we go. This goes out to Regina.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
Thinking that you're leaving there too soon. you're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there, and the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle, oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College.
One heart.
What about the let's get
That was Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love, People Get Ready from the album Exodus, released in 1977. And we started that set off way back when with And I Love Her from the Beatles' Love Songs compilation. Of course, it was originally on Hard Day's Night, but it came to us back in 1977 by Capitol on the Love Songs album. And then we heard Neil Young with Sugar Mountain from Decade, which was released in 77. That song was actually released much earlier as the B-side of, I believe it was the B-side of The Loner, but we first had it in album form and probably heard it on the radio lots and lots back in 77. And then we carried on with Ringo Starr from his 77 release, Ringo the Fourth. We heard Out on the Streets. And then the next thing we heard, I don't know if you've ever heard of these guys, but it's a group called Splinter that George Harrison was associated with. He helped them with a couple of albums, and that was the album Two Man Band, and we heard Round and Round, and George Harrison was playing electric and acoustic guitars on that track. So, and then again, we finished with Bob Marley and the Wailers with One Love, People Get Ready. Hey, we're going to take a short break and carry on with some more music here at WNTI 91.9, where great music lives.
Hi, I'm Helen Forster from E-Town. I'm so excited about this week's show. With us is one of the best bands of the 21st century, Band of Horses, plus legendary Men at Work frontman Colin Hay, and one of my most favorite award stories of all time, this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Satter's Restoration of Branchville, New Jersey. Satter's offers restorations of wooden canvas canoes by Old Town, Chestnut, EM, White, and others. Restorations including repairs and refinishing. Satter's also offers restoration of other wooden pieces, including furniture. Information available at sattersrestoration.com or by phone 973-948-5242.
It's spectacular and spooky when the Centenary Stage Company presents Spooktacular on Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. Spooktacular will bring you magic so good it's frightening. This visual feast of grand illusion is brought to you by America's favorite cool ghoul, Wacky Dracky, and the enchanting diva of darkness, Morgan. Illusionist John Bundy has created an incredible show with gothic flair, featuring Broadway-style sets, fantastic special effects, and a delightful cast of ghouls and ghosts. Tickets for Spooktacular are $20 in advance and $25 the day of performance, with discounts for children under 12. They're available at the Centenary Stage Company box office at 908-979-0900 or online at centenarystageco.org. Don't miss Halloween fun for the entire family with Spooktacular, Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, that was the Beatles from the album The Beatles Live at the Star Club in Hamburg, 1962. No word of Germany in there, but that's where it was. And that was I had that tape years and years and years ago on a cassette tape, really, really bad quality, way too inferior to play on the radio. But I never had the CD in my collection. And recently, a couple of weeks ago, a faithful listener by the name of Bob from the Poconos. His name is Bob, and he's from the Poconos. His name is not Bob from the Poconos. He sent me a copy of it. So very generous and thoughtful of faithful listener Bob, and we appreciate that. So we heard Hippie Hippie Shake and Sweet Little 16, and that was from 1962, and of course, you know, well before Ringo joined the group. So let's see. We're going to let's talk about the trivia question. Here was the question. See if I can get it out correctly because I didn't write it down. It was, you know, Ringo got involved with a bunch of children's projects. If you want to call Yellow Submarine a children's project, it really wasn't, because Beatles didn't really even have to do with the movie itself per se. It was just songs that they wrote. But anyway, that was not the answer. And he did other things like Tommy the Tank Engine and you know, other things as well. But the question was, what was the first vinyl record that was a children's project that Ringo contributed to, and what was the name of the character? And actually, it's the same answer. And only one caller actually had the right answer. A bunch of callers were really good guesses. But the answer came from Claire Donovan from Easton, or I'm sorry, just Claire from Easton. But unfortunately, you didn't win the gift certificate because, you know, you have to qualify for that. But anyway, because she's a faithful caller and you can't, you know, win stuff too often. So we appreciate the call anyway. And anyway, so the correct answer is Scouse the Mouse. Now, it was never, you know, a TV show, never a play on a stage, never a movie, a tape or anything like that. It was just the album that they put out in England. It was kind of hard to get over here. But so what we're going to do is play you an excerpt, kind of a medley, you might say, from the Scouse the Mouse album.
The next morning, the Jollies took Scouse for a walk.
Oh, isn't he cute? I just love the clothes.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's really true. He speaks. I didn't know he was American.
A mouse like me belongs to the world.
The captain of the QE2.
Splice me whiskers! A talking mouse!
He sings too, Captain.
Amazing. Why don't we ask Scouse to do a number at the ship's concert?
Is that your cat, Captain?
That's the ship's cat. His name is Jeffrey.
I know. We've been talking.
Talking?
In animal language. I'd like to ask him to this concert.
The ship's concert, and the Jollies in full swing.
Well, thank you, everybody. We're glad you made the show. We got someone that we think you ought to know. He's the greatest sensation from coast to coast. For your delectation, it's a mouse with the most. It's Scouse the Mouse.
No ordinary, he's an extraordinary mouse.
It's Scouse the Mouse. Bet you've never seen a mouse like Scouse in your house.
Hello, everybody, have a listen to my song. If it's not too short, I hope it's not too long. I feel real cute in my brand new suit, but I'd feel even better if you sang along. Cause I'm the Scouse,
that's Scouse,
the Mouse,
he's the greatest.
No ordinary, I'm an extraordinary,
yeah,
mouse. And I'm the Scouse,
that's Scouse,
the Mouse.
What a mouse.
I'll bet you've never seen a mouse like Scouse in your house. Now I had a home in Liverpool, but one day I knew what I had to do. I escaped from my cage to be a star on the stage. Now I'm happy as can be to sing my song for you. Cause I'm the Scouse,
that's Scouse,
the Mouse,
he's terrific.
No ordinary, I'm an extraordinary,
yeah,
mouse. And I'm the Scouse,
that's Scouse,
the Mouse.
Check that.
Did you ever see a mouse like Scouse in your house?
Scouse the Mouse.
I'll take it, boys.
So there you have it. There's Scouse the Mouse. This is sort of a medley from the album. And Ringo is acting the part as well as singing the part. So Scouse the Mouse was the answer. Thank you, Claire, for the answer. And so, hey, We are going to carry on now with the. I've played the entire Live at the Hollywood Bowl album except for one song. So we're going to play that for you right now. And that song is All My Lovin'.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my lovers to you. All my lovers.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was the Beatles with Something from the album Love Songs. And before that, we heard All My Lovin' from the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. Oops. Quiet, Paul. Sorry about that. Forgot to hit the single button. But what we are going to play is something from the Thrillington album, which, as I've already explained, was the Ram album orchestrated. So that was released in 1977. So, hey, yeah, this has been the Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and I'm your host, Gary Alton, where you've been in 1977. Next week, we'll be doing 1978, as long as I can get my stuff working. I've had some technical glitches at home. Yeah, we wanted to play some stuff like the new debut albums from 38 Special and The Jam, but we ran out of time. But, hey, up next is E-Town with Colin Hay and Band of Horses, and after that, Mike the Hippie, and then stay tuned at midnight for Keller Williams with Keller's Cellar. So I bid you a good night and a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.